welcome to Dish Nation. You already know this, really. We're your number one source for all that celebrity entertainment news that you've been craving. Now, listen, all of us from the ATL are coming to you live from the crib. Peace to the squad. What up, y'all?
What up? Good morning.
Now, of course, we got to share some love to our people out there. L.A., Sherry Chewy. What's going on, y'all?
What's up, baby? How you doing?
Hey, Sherry. And so we gave our love to Atlanta. Chewy and I are here in L.A. Now, Heidi and Frank, they will be joining us later to dish about Kim Kardashian's controversial maternity line and the one piece of advice that John Travolta didn't take from his mom. But first, Gary, I heard you had some hot piping tea.
Yes, baby. Oh, my gosh, Sherry, y'all, honey. Everything that hit the fan, baby. Miss Cardi B, honey, is dropping her husband Offset like a bad habit, bitch. Yes, she is, niece. Mm.
Yes,
news breaks yesterday, honey, that the couple is headed for Splitsville and the divorce papers have been signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours, honey. Oh. But Brad, honey, set it up, child. Let us know what's happening.
Yeah, Gary, I heard the same news, too. The tea is that Cardi filed for divorce right here in Georgia. And at first, it sounded like things were going to be kind of messy with Cardi asking for primary custody of Culture and Offset caking her off for them legal fees and spousal support. Mm. But pump the brakes, y'all, because Cardi has now amended the papers, and she wants things to be amicable. Now she's asking for joint custody and no spousal support. That's awesome.
She don't need no money. Mm.
But anyway, niece, let me tell y'all something. There was no prenup, honey.
What?
So she's also asking for an equitable division of all marital assets, honey.
Wow.
And according to the celebrity blogger, Miss Tasha K, the divorce is going down because Offset has another baby on the way, honey.
Oh, no!
If that is true, honey, why Offset? Why would he, honey, Sherry, do that? He was getting all of Cardi B's WAP, so what's the problem?
WAP. Well, I guess WAP. You know what I guess? I guess WAP stands for wasn't enough. That's what WAP stands for. It wasn't enough. Enough ain't even with an A. I just hope it can stay amicable because, you know, it just sometimes it can go left. And if there is a baby involved,
Let me tell you something about a woman when she fed up. Now, we all know that she caught a case because she was swinging them hands. She was acting up for that breakup, right? But when a woman say, no, brother, I want this to be amicable. I want to split the money in half. I just want your ass gone. When they do that, it is over.
I agree with you, Portia. Okay, keeping it moving. Kim Kardashian West, Jamie Foxx, Leo DiCaprio, along with a group of other celebrities, are giving social media the cold shoulder today. They are all freezing their Instagram accounts and joining a nationwide protest against Facebook, y'all. Can you believe it?
What did Facebook do?
I'm going to tell you what Facebook did, Gary, which this is a freeze, which is a part of action that is being led by the Stop Hate for Profit Coalition. And they are demanding Facebook take action against the spread of racism, hate, and electoral disinformation on the platform. You know, Facebook has been getting into a lot of trouble about that. So, Headcrack, do you think that this social media freeze that the celebrities are doing for 24 hours, you think that's going to be effective?
It's kind of like a suicide note. By the time you read this, it's too late. You know, if you're just now hearing about this on Dish Nation, the day is pretty much over. You've been on Facebook. You done tweeted. You done did, like, reels.
Right.
And then same thing, too. Most people found out about the freeze on social media. So it kind of defeated the purpose. It's not going to help.
So, Portia, now, girl, I know you just love Instagram niece, baby, because are you participating in the freeze?
Let me tell you something. I will not be participating in this freeze, child. Instead of Kim Kardashian, Jamie Foxx, Leonardo DiCaprio, all these, the big-time actors and entertainers, will you please do something that is meaningful? Please, let's stand together and stop these policemen from having qualified immunity, okay? Forget what the hate online. People getting killed in the actual streets, getting shot down.
Okay.
Let's stand together and make a real demand that can really stop racism that is killing people. That's all.
Tell them, Portia. Tell them, Portia.
Well, with all the crazy news going on, let's get into something a little bit lighter, y'all. Child. So, Dish Nation's fan Wendy Williams has some peeping Tom habits. Yes. Oh, so in a recent in a recent interview on Late Night with Seth Meyers, the talk show host, she admitted that she spies on her neighbors with binoculars.
An apartment building across, and the man takes showers, and the shower is right there at the window. And I watch.
Now, Wendy, when I heard you were looking at people with a binocular, I thought it was about passersby, but I feel like what you're doing now is like borderline criminal.
I peep and I talk.
Wow.
So I guess she don't have to go, how you doing? Because you know how I'm doing, Wendy. If I got a set of binoculars and they happen to be laying around and Brett happens to be in the shower and I happen to pick up the binoculars and I happen to see Brett.
Well, that's your flavor, honey.
Hey!
You better get some big binoculars for that rump, honey.
Well, switching gears, we like to have fun with celebrity news here at Dish, but we also want to make sure we keep the conversation going with Black Lives Matter. And some interesting news came out yesterday about the Breonna Taylor case, y'all. Even though the officers involved in Breonna Taylor's death still haven't been arrested, the city of Louisville, Kentucky has agreed to pay $12 million to the family of Breonna to settle their wrongful death lawsuit. Wow, okay.
And that's right, Chewy, but not only that, the city has agreed to institute changes to help prevent future deaths by officers. According to the reports, the agreement says that the city will establish a housing credit program as an incentive for officers to live in the areas they serve, use social workers to provide support on certain police runs, and require commanders to review and approve search warrants before seeking judicial approval, among other changes. To me, that still ain't enough. Arrest those officers. Enough.
Yeah, no. It's a step in the right direction, but we need to still keep marching and applying that pressure.
You know, this is it's a situation of state and federal. You know, this is civil. We still need to deal with the criminal. These cops are still out free. Just simply arrest the cops. They're literally doing everything that you can possibly do instead of arrest the cops. And also, that $12 million is taxpayers' money. But these cops still have their pension, and they're still living a normal life. They're still having business as usual. And then, so you take some of that $12 million, and then, you know, they got $500,000 going back into police reform, everybody getting paid, and you got these cops who are just living their life. And it's just, listen,
just walking around.
$12 million sounds like a lot to some people, but Breonna Taylor's life was priceless.
Does anybody feel like it's blood money that they're trying to kind of divert and distract?
I feel like it's supposed to be hush money. But here's the thing. We're not going to hush. And that's what they need to understand. That's what I'm sure Breonna Taylor's family wants them to know as well. This is something, but it is not going to stop the people of Kentucky who want and demand justice for this family. It's not over.
Right. Well, we will continue to pray for and we support the family of Breonna Taylor. But don't go anywhere because we have more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, everybody, Kim Kardashian is back in the headlines again, but it's not because of her hubby, Kanye. This time, it's over her new Skims maternity collection. Kim went on IG recently to share the news with fans that she has a new line of maternity shapewear coming out in different shades, and people are pissed about this because apparently some of her fans called Kim out on social media, and they are saying that she is sending the wrong message that pregnant women need to be in shape or have a slimmer physique.
But I feel like, Sherry, don't you think at that moment, it's just like the pregnant woman, the body, it's beautiful, let it be. Why are you trying to? Because most of the shapewear is to suck in the stomach, let's be honest. And why do you want to do that when you're pregnant?
Heidi, I absolutely agree with you. I think while you're pregnant, do what you want. This is the most beautiful time that you're beautiful, you're sexy.
Yes.
When you're having a baby, your stomach. I don't believe in putting, you know, a girdle on top of that. But, you know, after you have the baby, this is like old mother wisdom. You put like something, you tighten up on your stomach so that it goes back flat. Otherwise, you're going to have a C-section hanging out all over the desert.
Right.
So this is not necessarily for when you're pregnant. It's for after the baby comes and you want to kind of tighten
it up. Yeah, you want to kind of tighten it up. This is what I want to ask Frank and Chewy. Are you guys into the whole shapewear thing? Would you want your woman in this if she was pregnant?
Absolutely not. I love pregnant women.
He said that as long as I've known him.
Whoa,
I think if you're going to have any kind of wear that pregnant women should absolutely wear, it's just halter tops. Just those low-cut jeans and halter tops. That's all you need to wear.
The future ladies. Mrs. Kramer.
Oh, yeah.
What? Wow, Frank.
When that belly button pops out, I'm like, come over here.
All right, well, Candace Cameron Bure and her husband, ice hockey player Valerie Bure, they've been married a long time, 24 years, and wow. Apparently fans had a lot to say about a photo that she recently posted on Instagram. Now, I follow her, I saw this, and I had a thought, too, so see what you think. On the first photo, as you can see, it's all loving and sweet. It's just them posing as a couple. The second photo, her husband's being a little more frisky, and people didn't think, because they're a very out Christian couple.
Yeah.
Right. So people who follow her, they didn't think it was the Christian way for her husband to have his hand on her breast. They're married. They've been married for 24 years. And so Candace did not let that go because her fans lashed out. And Candace said, he can touch me anytime he wants.
Yes.
And I hope he does. This is what a healthy, good marriage and relationship is all about.
Preach.
Yeah.
Also, her TV dad from Full House, Bob Saget, of course, showed his support. He commented, love you guys, and congrats on second base.
Any Christian that's against them being married for 2 decades, and he's touching her breast. Yeah. Read the Song of Solomon. That was a pretty racy script, you know, chapter in the Bible. But, I mean, this is exactly what a healthy marriage looks like. He still desires his wife, and she still looks sexy to him. I thought it was I loved it.
What about you, Sherry? Would you show, I mean, you're not in a relationship now, but would you show affection in front of your son Jeffrey? Would you be okay
absolutely
with that?
Yes, I absolutely believe you should show affection. But Heidi, I remember when my parents were married, and my dad, like, he would walk around and he'd be like, we gonna get naked today. And I was like, okay, that's nasty. I don't want to see that.
Now the Atlanta crew has a deal for you.
All right, y'all. Now, I love this deal time because I'm always in need of some headphones. And these two-pack Raven Fly Sport Burst Fast Charge and Waterproof Earbuds are everything. Now, they include a burst charge feature, which gives you 1 hour of playtime on a 5-minute charge. Plus, it includes 3 sets of ear tips and ear wings, which means you can find the perfect fit for you.
Oh, I like these, Head Crack. Tell me more.
Well, Brad, these wireless earbuds have a multi-point connectivity to let you pair with 2 streaming devices at once. Plus, they're waterproof, so if it get caught in the rain or sweat when you work out, no worry about it. It's still going to function smoothly.
Now, Head Crack, I need some money for when I work out or getting worked out. So how much are they now?
Well, Gary, usually these things have been seen as high as $80, but for the Dish Nation family, they're only
$25. Oh, that's a good deal.
You already know. Just go to MoreToSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, we'll tell you which iconic role John Travolta's mom told him not to take. We got that tea right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, this story right here proves that sometimes parents don't know it all. Do you remember that sitcom back in the 70s called Welcome Back, Cotter?
Oh, yes!
No, they never called on Horseshack, did they?
Horseshack!
Welcome Back, Cotter. Well, it's the 45th anniversary for the iconic sitcom. It just passed, and John Travolta rose to fame for playing Vinnie Barbarino.
Of course,
on the show. We all know Vinnie Barbarino.
Yes.
And he just revealed that his mother, who's also an actress and was also his acting coach at the time, the late Helen Travolta, she did not want him to take that role. He says that she didn't want people to think that I had a New York accent or that I behaved in that less than ideal IQ way.
Ew.
She didn't think I'd ever become famous playing a dumb New York character. Well, lucky for John, he chose to ignore his mom's advice and take the role, which worked out in his favor because he's John Travolta.
Right.
He's a huge superstar. So can you identify with this, Sherry? If your friends or a family member or a coach said, oh, Sherry, you don't want to take that role, and you ignored it?
Do you know, Frank, everybody, I was the host of the Newlywed Game for 4 seasons.
Oh, yes.
And all of my friends told me, don't take it. It's gonna bring you down. It's gonna diminish you as an actress. And I took it. It was 4 very successful seasons. And Heidi, I was the first African-American female to host a game show. So there.
Hey.
Yeah, girl.
There you go. Okay, nice. Sherry. Okay.
My parents said, don't marry my wife.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, I should have listened.
Whoa. They told you not to marry your wife?
Yeah, my dad thought she was trash.
Wait, your current or your ex?
Yeah, my current.
Your current?
Yeah. No.
Your ex?
No, no. They love
Holy
my ex.
Holy crap.
My current they thought was trash.
Oh,
and my how long
God.
Have you guys been married?
17 years.
17 years.
See, so don't listen to your parents.
All right, so Kelly Clarkson says her life has been a bit of a dump lately. She is, of course, going through a divorce right now, and she recently did an interview, and she talked about her ongoing divorce with her estranged husband, Brandon Blackstock. And here's what she had to say. Take a listen.
My life has been a little bit of a dumpster. It's been a little hard. So the last couple months, I've been talking to friends that have been through divorce. I don't know how people go through that without having some kind of outlet, because it is the worst thing ever.
And Kelly did go on to say that she is keeping busy writing new music. Obviously, some of it's going to relate to her divorce, but she says the weird thing about it is because she's at home and she's putting things together and her kids are hearing the songs all the time, and now her kids are singing her, like, basically breakup songs with her dad.
Oh,
and she
wow.
said it's a little bit weird. It's a little bit weird.
Yikes.
Heidi, when I went through both of my divorces, I had to take it on stage. I had to get on stage and I had to make it funny. And it's so funny when you do that, because we, from artists, you expect all of the painful stuff to come out. I actually created a show on Lifetime called Sherry about my husband cheating on me and having a baby. And Malcolm Jamal Warner played my husband. I got to kiss him like every episode. So everything worked out when I went through all of that painful divorce with my husband.
Wow.
Yeah. I agree with Sherry and Kelly Clarkson. I actually wrote a song as well about my wife.
What was it, Frank? Was coming up, Portia has another baby report that you definitely don't want to miss. So keep it locked right here.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's time for Portia's baby report. Two babies decided to make their debut at the same time. So we've got the first one, singer Khalees, revealed that her baby girl was born last week. She posted this beautiful picture on Instagram of her little bitty baby holding her beautiful hand where I love her nails. And I'm sure this baby is going to be gorgeous just like Khalees. So congratulations to you, Khalees.
A milkshake.
Yeah. Y'all, now I think this next one is going to probably make y'all shed a tear. NBA star Pau Gasol and his wife, Catherine, also welcomed a baby girl. Now, he announced it on his page by posting these pictures with the caption. Now, Head Craig, I'm going to ask you to read the caption.
No doubt. Our little one has finally arrived. The delivery went really well, and we couldn't be happier. Elizabeth Gianna Gasol, a very meaningful name for our super beautiful daughter. Hashtag girl dad. So the saga continues. That's
dope. I think it's beautiful. I think it's a beautiful sentiment to the family and to the and to the memory of Gianna and Kobe, man. They were teammates for many, many years, and they got real love for each other. I got a lump in my throat once I saw this post.
Why we in our feelings, Portia? I mean, this is so touching, but I mean, so like, if you would have another child, would you name your next child to somebody on Dish Nation? Like, I mean, like, even how about maybe Gary P. Williams?
Oh, my God. You know what, Gary?
Yes.
I really, really would. But there's only enough room in this world for one Gary. So.
Good answer, Portia. That's a good answer, girl.
The show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.